came out unless you had to stoop to get under.
Yeah,
they used to call a little porch a stoop.
Huh.
I haven't thought of that word in years.
Were those fairly common on houses? And
yeah. Yeah, like a place to put wood to keep
yeah.
it getting wet. They'd
yeah.
just
yeah.
tack some tin onto the
yeah.
house and just a little short, a small porch was a stoop.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a shed type
mm-hmm.
porch.
Mm-hmm.
Not big enough to classify as a porch.
As a porch, yeah.
But it was a stoop.
Okay, if the door was open and you didn't want it you didn't want it that way, you'd tell somebody to
shut the door, close it off.
Okay. What would you call the, like on a frame house, the boards on the outside of the house that lap over?
Siding.
Now, what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off?
Gutters or guttering.
Now, if there was a...
Or drains. In fact, that's something really made me think about. Drains are common now.
Yeah.
But back when I was a kid, they weren't. But on our house at Maplevel, I remember we had a little bit of a drain in one area. Well, a house that caught a lot of water from two things. And we had a rain barrel. And
oh.
we caught rainwater. And my sisters always washed their hair in rainwater.
Oh.
Because it was mineral free, it wasn't hard water.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you wanted to take a bath, there's plenty of rainwater, but they'd use rainwater
to take a bath
because it was, we had a big barrel,
mm-hmm.
you know, 50, 60 gallon barrel
mm-hmm.
that we would catch rainwater in.
That's amazing. Well, now, if there was a house that had it was kind of an L shaped house and do you know a name for the place where the two parts of the roof would come together?
Hmm.
You ever heard of a valley?
I wouldn't have called it that.
You don't know?
No. I mean, I would know what you were talking about, but I
wouldn't have
called
it. But you
don't have a name for it. No, I
don't have a name for it. Okay. This is going to be about stuff on the farm, and some of it you might know and some of you don't know. Part of the interest of the thing is to see the differences in what people who live on a farm would know as opposed to people who never
live
on a farm.
Of course, I kind of live a dual life there. I live near the city,
mm-hmm.
but I had farm in Kent, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
And I lived in a rural area where a lot of people made their living by truck farming and
uh-huh.
selling vegetables. Back in those days, it was a big deal. It used to be real common in this area for people to have gardens and take their stuff and put it on their truck. And nearly all produce was sold by truck,
mm-hmm.
door to door. And a man would go the same route every day, knock on doors, and you knew every Wednesday Mr. Jones was coming by, and whatever he had grown, it wasn't like today where he buys it and brings it around and sells
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was stuff that he grew.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, next week I'm going to have some potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And you get ready because he's going to dig them next
mm-hmm.
week. So.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Never, ever had the slightest thought that I'd be living as well as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And
you live in a beautiful house and a beautiful
I really do. But I never expected to. I mean, I never expected to do any better than my father had. It wasn't that I didn't want to. I just didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest surprise of my life was when I seemed to be doing very well.
Yeah.
And I would have thought, if I had ever thought that I would be in the position I am today, I would have thought, man, that would have been the farthest of my imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
But things are going pretty well for me. Last 10 years especially.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, it was just struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Just real bad.